attention. Discipline will now begin.
Today is Tuesday, November 15th, 2005, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. As you know, last Saturday, I competed in the semifinals of the local idol competition that I told you about. I have good news and bad news. The good news is that I made the cut. I get to move on to the finals on Friday. I am very excited. The bad news is that I may not win. I know that going in and is a bit of a downer. You see, after the winners were announced and we were asked up to the judges to hear their notes on our performances, five of us got in on Saturday, and the notes for the other four were very positive, with such comments as, quote, cute as can be, unquote. But also, they're happy to tell you what they think you need to work on, and so that's useful info. Unfortunately, I discovered that they're looking for a certain image that I may not fit into. You see, this is so hard. How do I say it? Okay. They told me not to be so much like Christina Aguilera. I was like, what? I know Christina. She's like super sexual, and the last thing I would ever want to do is try to be like her. I'm really conservative, I guess. Not so into being a boy toy, but Christina's made a career out of it. People call her Christina Scagulera for crying out loud, and the judges thought I was like her. And they told me they didn't like my moaning. Moaning? I was humming. Plus, they told my dad that I was a sex kitten. Whatever. The judges also told a friend of mine that he was too much like Ricky Martin. And they told a fellow student of mine that she didn't sing age-appropriate music and that she, quote, dressed like a hussy, unquote. They have such nerve! How dare they? Expressing such an insulting opinion to a 13-year-old girl, they have serious issues. What prudes. So my dad says if I want to win, I need to prudify my performance because I was much too of a city girl for those country bumpkins. Oh my gosh, I am like way upset. I'm mad at them. They made me feel dirty. They sexualized something that was not sexual. So part of me wants to blow the whole thing off. Part of me wants to really sex it up to show them. Yeah, my dad or my grandmother wouldn't go for that. And part of me wants to play the game and get first place. But not like I'm going to sing some church music or something. I don't think that would be appropriate. Just tone down my mannerisms. Dad says that this is a great preparation for life. These narrow-minded judges are no different from the other jerks I'll meet in the real world, in the workplace. I can stick to my ideals and be unemployed, or I can play the game and get the job. I guess it's like selling out, but I usually thought selling out would mean being immodest. The thing is, I wasn't dressed immodestly, and I wasn't being a sex kitten, like they told my dad. I was being me. And this rejection hurts, because they weren't rejecting my talent. They liked my voice. They weren't rejecting my performance. They told me that I had the best stage presence of all the contestants. They were rejecting me, and that hurt. But I want to win, even though I'm mad at them. If I trick them into thinking that they've won, I can still get the prize and be me afterwards. So we're going to keep the Shania Twain song, but work on my dancing and facial expressions so I don't set their bonnets on fire again. And then I'm going to sing My Heart Will Go On and blow their socks off. For music bits, I had planned to go in deep about a new scandal recently discovered about the Sony CDs. That they've installed rootkits that acted as spyware and let viruses in, and lots of other dirty stuff like that. But since I have to spend all of my time preparing for Friday, I will cover that in my next show. Let me just say that Sony has the dubious honor of being the first company to release spyware for OS X. What a bunch of jerks! I'll go into it next week, I promise. For American Idol update, there is more news on Constantine Rules TV show. Constantine has recently described his upcoming situational comedy to be like, quote, Raymond meets Cheers, except younger and hipper, unquote. It should air this December, and as for a name for the sitcom, the public is still clueless. Also in American Idol, Bo Bice has come up with a name for his upcoming album. The title will be The Real Thing. And for the record, Carrie Underwood's album came out today, so you can throw away your pirated version and buy The Real Thing. All right, there is an open mic today. I did receive two open mic segments, but because I'm rushed for time, I'm only going to do one. Okay, here we go. Okay, if you had three wishes, what would they be? However, you cannot make the wish for you or anyone in your family, and you cannot wish for world peace. Rick of Scottsdale. I wish that fairy tales could come true. I wish that every story had a happy ending, and I wish that money grew on trees. And I do wish for world peace too, but yeah. Thank you for that, Rick. I will do the other person's open mic segment. I didn't look at it, so I don't know who it's from, but I will do that next week, along with any other open mic segments that maybe you decide to give me. My email is bitsofbrin@gmail.com, BITZOFBRIN. Just have the subject title be open mic, and mic is spelled MIC. Thanks. All right, yeah, I did it. Yes. Alright, I did sing two songs at the performance, but I'm only going to play If I Ain't Got You for you. Love Gets Me Every Time was more of a visual performance, and the cheap mic kept dropping in and out, and it wasn't even on the first bit of my performance, so I am wicked impressed with this venue, let me tell you. So the audio copy of that performance is just lousy, and for If I Ain't Got You, I had another voice lesson on it, and I practiced it a lot, so I feel I did a better job. As you listen to it, tell me if you can hear any differences from last week's performance. I'm serious. I want your feedback. Some of you guys out there are just too quiet. Come on, leave me comments or send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, go on over to podcastalley.com and give me a vote. 8 wonderful listeners have already gone over there, and a few have left comments. All right, enjoy. Oh.
Thanks for tuning in to Bits of Bryn. Please tune in next week for my next podcast. Hasta la bye bye.
This podcast is part of the T-Podcasters Network. Find more podcasts at tpodcasters.com.